This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour, Vern Lundquist is going to join us. Uncle Vern! We'll talk about his years calling the SEC on CBS and SEC championship games after that thriller on Saturday between Georgia and Alabama, and what he thinks about cries for an expanded college football playoff that comes your way in about 17 minutes from now. Also, we have unveiled number 12 of the 12 DAs of Christmas. Mirage not knowing what a group of deer is called and thinking they're called a pride of die. We will replay that for those that missed it coming up in the third hour of the show. Craig tweets, how did I miss what is perhaps the funniest misuse of the word pride in history by Mraz? Hashtag pride of starbursts. Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm going to blow Mraz's mind right here, right now. A group of crows, like a bunch of crows together, is called a murder of crows. Mraz, did you know that a group of crows is a murder?
No, but all I'm hearing is that song, Murder of Crows, Murder of Crows.
What?
Well, it's Murder, She Wrote. But
yeah, but if you did it to, you know, the crows.
Yeah. Yeah,
Robbie, take that one.
Josh in Arizona tweets, how the hell is Pride of Die number 12? Number 12, single greatest moment in radio history. Hashtag Lions Aren't Die. Hashtag Pride of Hobos. Jimmy tweets, what would I call multiple deer? Deers, of course. Like, how many deers ago? Probably 1,000.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
You guys are funny. So now we have a brand new diagnosis on Markel Fultz. It's thoracic outlet syndrome, TOS, which you almost never hear in basketball, but it has happened in baseball quite a bit. You might remember former Mets ace Matt Harvey dealt with TOS, which is essentially, if I can try to describe this as my WebMD.com degree would indicate, it is between your collarbone and your first rib, and there's stiffness and numbness there because of repeated motion. So obviously a pitcher getting numbness in that area between your collarbone and your first rib. A repetitive motion causes the nerves and the blood vessels there to shrink. It compresses and it causes numbness and weakness. Okay, so Markel Fultz, is this what he has? I hope. I mean, Matt Harvey may never have been the same after TOS. A lot of Mets fans will call him a POS, but he was never quite the same after TOS, but he is still a reasonably effective pitcher. At least he was after he got traded out of New York and to Cincinnati. He is able to have a career, and I wonder if most of this isn't bad attitude instead of the after effects of TOS. So if you are hoping for a bright side, if you're hoping for an optimistic view, glass half full of Markelle Fultz, it is, okay, this is something that would kind of make sense. Stiffness in his chest area. It would cause numbness in his shoulder or his arm or his hand. This is why he can't shoot. This is why his free throws are a disaster. This is why Markelle Fultz hasn't been right since he was drafted by the Sixers number one overall. And right now, the Sixers aren't giving us a hard timeline on when he could come back, but some are saying perhaps 3 to 6 weeks, although he's out right now indefinitely. So if best case scenario is they can treat TOS, they can go back through former athletes that have had this, look at what it would take, and that he comes back in a month and a half, well, hell, that's only January. That's fine. And the Sixers right now, they seem to have a good thing going with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, the addition of Jimmy Butler. Hey, if you're going to get Markelle Fultz back in January and you have him for the stretch run of the regular season and into the postseason and you figured out what it was, great. There's one problem here. And that is, how did it take a year and a half to diagnose something that professional athletes have dealt with relatively regularly recently? I know it's not a basketball injury normally, but Markelle Fultz has been under crazy scrutiny medically. He has been seeing every doctor under the sun. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if he saw Dr. Nick from The Simpsons. Hi, I'm Dr. Nick. He has seen everybody. And just now, December of his second season, where he's shooting free throws with a giddy up in his hitch. Just now, where he's hitting the side of backboards and throwing up air balls, and nobody can understand what's going on. Just now is when he gets a very concrete diagnosis. Oh, it's TOS. That doesn't make any sense to me. How could they have not have picked up this thing sooner? And on top of it, here's the problem, is that Markelle Fultz apparently went to every single doctor under the sun this last time around. So much so that he seemingly distanced himself from the Sixers staff. Sounded like he wanted out of Philadelphia because he distrusted them so much. And has gone to 10 or 12 doctors, and the Sixers will not specify which doctors he saw or even what their specializations are in. So the Sixers are being crazy secretive about how they suddenly came to thoracic outlet syndrome. I got to tell you, this feels very mental for Markelle Fultz. Very mental. And I hate to put it that way because it makes him sound like he's mentally weak and that he's making up an injury and he's making up excuses. And I don't want to put that on this young man. I'm just saying, I think his brain is so fried. I think he is just spun in so many different directions. I think he has felt the scrutiny. I think he's felt the pressure. He's felt the criticism. He's felt the laughing. He's felt the humiliation. And I think he doesn't know what's going on, and this is their life raft. I really do. I think Fultz being the number one pick overall for an organization that was supposed to finalize the process has put unbelievable scrutiny and pressure on him, much more so than if he was the fifth pick overall by the Sacramento Kings. Had he just been another lottery pick for another bad team, had he been the seventh pick by the Orlando Magic, I don't think there's nearly this much pressure on him, and I don't think it gets to his brain this badly. But because they traded away number one, because he was supposed to be the final piece, because the process had taken on a life of its own, because there's still debate over whether the process was the right thing, the wrong thing, whether it was stupid, whether it was against competitive code, whether it was brilliant and genius. On top of it, the Celtics trade away that number one slot, move down to number three, take Jason Tatum. He's a superstar in the making. It is just built upon itself. I just think that if Fultz was in a different city, wasn't number one overall, didn't have Jason Tatum becoming a star, wasn't the final piece of the quote-unquote process, it would just be different. But I think his brain is scrambled, and I think he is scared, and I think the Sixers are trying to go, oh my God, this could be the worst move in franchise history, and that is saying something. And I think they're all looking for a life raft, and suddenly thoracic outlet syndrome sounded best. Hi, everybody! I'm Dr. Nick! I mean, suddenly they just walked into this one. Man, I hope for his sake this is what it is. And that he gets healthy, they know how to treat it, and he gets better. But the longer we go with not knowing why it's this or how long it's been this or what it exactly is makes it seem like this is going to be a forever thing. Like Bill Walton's feet, like Greg Oden's feet, like Sam Bowie's feet, the things that was just always a forever thing, it just kept going and going and going and going. I feel like this is what Markelle Fultz's shot and shoulder and whatever is going to be for his entire career. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. You can always tweet at me, DA on CBS. Dixie Landan tweets, I just keep thinking of different things in a group that can be called a pride. A pride of chickens, a pride of jurors, a pride of prostitutes. It instantly makes everything 10 times funnier. Luke tweets, my favorite plural word for a group of animals is Parliament of Owls. Hashtag pride or die.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea about that one. I had heard of Murder of Crows. I had never heard of Parliament of Owls.
I never heard of that either. And if you're going to say Murder of Crows, you have to sing it now. That's the way we're doing this. Murder of Crows. Murder of Crows.
Jimmy tweets, DA, if you invited ex-MLB player Rob Deer and his family to your house for dinner, you wouldn't say to your wife, honey, the deer are coming for dinner. You would say, honey, I invited the deers for dinner because there are more than one. Hashtag, this is stupid. We're going to go there. Hi, everybody.
This is stupid.
We're going to go there. Mraz, do you even know what Parliament is?
A cigarette and a funk group.
Okay. Well, you know what? Bilotti's not wrong.
No, he's...
Two of the three.
It's a homonym because we have more than one meaning.
It's the last two of three.
Yes, exactly. You missed the obvious one. So you're thinking cigarette first, funk group second, and any other usage of Parliament?
The movie company?
That's Paramount.
We're starting on next year's list right now.
Oh, wait. Is it the English Congress?
Yes!
What? How about that?
Oh, what?
I didn't realize that. They stand outside Buchanan's palace. The place.
No. Do you mean the guards?
Yeah, the guards. They guard the parliament.
Okay.
Murder of crows. Murder of crows. And by the way, that's England. In America, the first two uses are cigarettes and the funk group. So don't tell me I missed number one.
And a group of owls.
Right. So look how many. That is a homonym. That's exactly what we were talking about. Two shows connect to one.
Oh, my God.
Yep, working on the 2019 12 Days of Christmas as we speak. When we come back, Vern Lundquist is going to join us. Legendary broadcaster, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Get zapped while the sun is out.
I mean, really, something about your dog, about your cat, about your girlfriend, lack of girlfriend, something. Your mom, your dad, anyone. Give me something a little more juice.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Give Pete the Body a little more juice out there. Come on. 21 minutes past the hour, DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A little reminder, the DA show is available to watch every day at watchda.com. The simulcast is cooking right now. Sam Rubinoff doing a great job of the simulcast producing duties this week. So check it out on any device. That's at watchda.com. And CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. Playoff and wild card position is up for grabs in critical AFC matchups. When Baltimore battles Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, Andrew Luck leads Indy into Houston to take on the Texans, and the Philip Rivers-led Chargers host the Bengals. Check your local listings and kick off your day with the NFL today, only on
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
CBS! CBS! 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Mraz, I would suggest you do this. Since you don't like that little jingle at the end, how about you go through the archives and find when Jacob Wilkins does his CBS?
I have
CBS.
It. Done. Have it.
You do?
We have it saved. I saved it 2 years ago, and I stare at it every day.
Okay. All right, so maybe we start using that instead.
All right, when we get a moment, when Vern gets on the phone, I'm going to show Pete where he is, and I think collectively as a show, we'll be stronger because of this.
Okay, fair enough.
What?
I can... Now I need Bilotti's what with Schmooze's what.
I just said that to Pete. I just said it.
A what? Which goes along with Hurricane Jen's what. We do now have a burgeoning what montage. Craig tweets, DA, I'm going to have to go with a shrewdness of apes. Hashtag sing it. Hashtag gaggle of geese. A group of apes is called a shrewdness? Now you guys are making things up. Even I don't know any of this stuff.
What?
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 Rob tweets, blow Mraz's mind, let him know a group of rhinos is called a crash. A crash of rhinos? You guys are totally making this up now. Shrewdness, crash, parliament? No way. What?
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 Eric tweets, it's a hitch in his giddy up, not a giddy up in his hitch. I think Markelle Fultz has both. Did you see that free throw in Miami? It's like a, let me pull back. I'll shoot it. Air ball. It's a hitch in his hitch. Both in his giddy up. Godzilla Flame Wolf tweets. Yes, these are the people that tweet at me. A parliament of piggies. Hashtag get him out. I don't think that's true.
Get him out.
John tweets, DA, it sounds like Mraz is getting pride confused with a parade. A parade of Yankees may be stuck in his subliminal conscience. Perhaps. I just like that he knew the movie Pride of the Yankees and thought it was a group of the Yankees. Like, oh, here come the Yankees for their team picture. It's the Pride of Yankees coming through. All right, Pride of Yankees. Now set up. We're going to take the 1927 team picture here. Justin tweets, Markelle Fultz does not fit on this Sixers roster anymore. Need to trade him and get something in return. Yeah, but you're not going to get anything in return. I mean, the guy has been a complete mental puddle since he was drafted. And so what are you going to get for him? I mean, the idea was maybe you get Trevor Ariza in return or something like that. If you're talking about that being your return for a former number one pick, who again is 21 years old. He was the number one pick two Junes ago. You can't get an aging role player for Fultz. I agree that with the addition of Jimmy Butler, perhaps you have now squeezed out the need for a guy like Markelle Fultz, but you can't trade him now. His value will never be less. To me, as I've said before, look, you let him get through this if it is TOS, and then you just put him in the G League and like take the pressure off of him and let him score a couple of 25-point games against lesser competition, get his confidence right, and make it seem like he can still be a baller. And then you may trade him. Now, if he flushes out in the G League, well, now you got nothing. But you've got to take that risk because if you trade Fultz now, you will get absolutely zero in return. Alex tweets, how in the world does Mraz know his animal terminology? Pride of Die was funny, but Mraz is the epic fail. Hashtag puffiness with sodium.
Puffiness with sodium.
Josh tweets, Mraz is a freaking gem, a gift to the human race. DA, it's murder of crows.
Murder of crows. Murder of crows.
What?
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you only say I don't know what I know.
Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
I channel with him, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character.
Right now you got four white guys grooving inside the studio right now.
Murder a crow. Did Pete just get married? Am I late? What's going on?
Pete, we got to play this at your wedding.
Add it to the list.
Murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
Murder of crows. 28 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Musical interlude for you. When we come back, Vern will join us on the other side of the break. He's running a little bit late today with his media tour, so Vern Lundquist, broadcasting legend and icon, is going to join us after the break. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value. Big upside. It's DA.
Damon Amendola.
Hi, that's what I appreciate about you. You're progressive, you're smart, you're a thinker, intelligent, good dressed or well dressed.
On CBS Sports Radio.
Our next guest has one of the most famous careers in sportscasting history. He has some of the most indelible moments in sportscasting history, from epic Final Four calls, including the Christian Laettner shot in 1992. To incredible Masters calls like Jack Nicklaus, to incredible NFL calls, and so many unbelievable SEC calls like the Kick Six and others. Joining us here on the show, he's got a new memoir that is out right now, available for the holidays, which is a very cool gift. It's called Play-by-Play, Calling the Wildest Games in Sports, from SEC football to college basketball, the Masters, and more. Our friend Vern Lundquist. Vern, good morning.
Damon, I haven't talked to you in at least 2 weeks.
It's been too long, I would say, Vern.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You want a daily spot on the show?
I don't want them gossiping about us.
That's Do you want a daily spot on the show? We can put you in at 10:30 every morning.
You got a deal. I'd be glad to do it.
All right. So the SEC championship game was an epic one between Alabama and Georgia on Saturday. You've been in the middle of so many great Alabama moments. Was that one of the best battles you've seen an opponent put up against Alabama in that spot?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. My wife and I were watching a game here in our home in Steamboat Springs, and I have a proclivity for texting my friend Gary Danielson during timeouts. So I was in constant contact with him. Not constant, but fairly constant contact with Gary throughout the game. And we were glued to it. I thought, Damon, I beg your pardon, that's awful. I thought Georgia just played their hearts out in the first half and was in control of the game. And then when Tua Tagovailoa goes out with the foot injury or the ankle injury, I thought it was over. And one of the great stories of redemptions, and we always look for these in sports, and it occurred in that game when Jalen Hurts came back in the game and led Alabama to a win. The one call that will be discussed angrily in Georgia and happily in Alabama was, why do you go for it on 4th and 11 and fake a field goal? I don't think Kirby Smart can explain himself away from that for a long, long time.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, a lot of people are saying that Georgia is one of the four best teams in the country, but they didn't get into the college football playoff. And so some say, well, expand the playoff. Are you a proponent of an expanded playoff beyond four?
Yes. Yes. Somehow, I'm going to live long enough to get the University of Central Florida with an undefeated season into the playoff.
Yeah.
That's my life's mission. They've run 25 in a row now, and they don't get a sniff.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's the gathering of the swells. And if you're not on the inside, you don't have a chance. And that's been demonstrated again and again, now twice in a row. I think there should be room. I heard Gary at the end of the telecast say, if the idea is to get the four best teams in the playoffs, then these are the four best. Two of them playing here, one of them playing in Clemson, and one of them playing in Notre Dame. Well, then you leave guys out like Ohio State. You would have left out Oklahoma. What's wrong with going to eight? And I'm not smart enough to know what the finances are or the control issues, but they've got to go to eight. And I don't talk to me about student athletes and, you know, we can't take them away from their classes. Baldash. They take them away from their classes all the time. So I'm one of those who thinks you've got to go to eight. And I guess I'll be happy with eight, but it's got to come.
Vern Lundquist is our guest this morning here on the show. I like what you said about the excuse of pulling students away from studies. I mean, number one, we do that with college basketball all the time. I mean, they're gone for basically an entire month in March. On top of it, we've added a 12th regular season game in your 10-year calling games and conference championship weeks and now a two-tiered playoff system. And on top of it, FCS does a playoff, and those kids seem to be fine studying. So it's just one big stupid excuse, isn't it?
Well, yes. Those of us who are around college athletics, and it's a big-time business, big-time. And, you know, I've said many times over the years that on occasions I've been known to hold my nose during a telecast because the insistence they all be called student-athletes drives me over the edge. Most of them are. And I think this, that any kid who has the aptitude for a college education has no excuse for not graduating with a degree, because you are helped and coddled and advised and sent down certain curriculum paths. There's no reason that you can't get a degree. The guys that drive me nuts are the guy who paid lip service to it. And I'm college athletic, and then in the case of college, the NBA guys. How many of those NBA guys who declare for class, declare for the NCAA, they finish their first semester of classes, they're guided through them, and then they say, okay, I'm one and done, I'm going to the NBA. I would love to take class attendance for their itineraries,
yeah,
their agendas for the second
yeah,
half.
I
guarantee you 4% of them are actually pursuing degrees.
Yeah. The memoir is play-by-play calling the wildest games in sports, from SEC football to college basketball to Masters and more. It's such a cool book. You and I have talked about the book before. It's a wonderful holiday gift. You had a lot of fun writing this book, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I told you the process. I had back surgery a year ago, and it put me on my back for a while. We'd signed the contract, and after a while, HarperCollins was saying, well, we need a little product here. And I was on my back in Steamboat and not highly motivated. So we had a bit of a crisis, and we had a conference call with several of us involved in the decision. And we hired a ghostwriter who gets credit for the book. And he did a wonderful job. Gary Brozek is his name. And Gary and I would get on the telephone. We limited ourselves to 4 days a week, 90 minutes per session. And just so we didn't get exhausted. And these conversations were all taped, transcribed, sent back to Gary. He would churn out a couple of chapters, send them to me for my approval and fact check, and then we'd send them back to New York. So it was laborious, but it was intense to a degree that we paid very close attention to the content. And I don't think we missed many things that Gary and I had initially agreed we wanted to address. And we've got enough left over. If this thing sells well, and we hope it does, come back for a second chapter.
That's phenomenal.
We've laughed, Damon, that I was going to do. It's not a frou-frou book. Believe me, I'm pretty candid about most folks. The PR director at CBS called me when the book was published. She said, okay, warn me. Who have you trashed?
Sounds like my bosses.
And I said, don't worry about it, Jennifer. They're all dead. So
smart. Very smart.
Maybe the next time around we'll be a little more candid. But no, it's not that kind of a book. It's not. The intent was never to let me tell you the nasty truth about sports television. It's anecdotal, and it we cover a lot of ground. It's not just SEC, college basketball, NFL. We get into the figure skating thing, of course, and I did the World Horse Jumping Championship. There's some stories about that. I did 26 one-hour amateur boxing matches with Sugar Ray Leonard back in the 80s. So there's a little bit for everybody.
That's fantastic. The memoir is Play-by-Play, Calling the Wildest Games in Sports from SEC Football to College Basketball, the Masters, and more. Available right now for the holidays. Vern, it's always a pleasure to catch up, my man. We love you so much around here. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm sure we'll do it again.
Merry Christmas to you, Damon.
Back at you, Vern. Vern Lundquist joining us this morning here on the show. That is actually really good advice. If you're going to trash somebody, trash the dead guys. They can't come back. They can't complain to your bosses.
Oh, yes, they can.
Can they?
Not to complain about your bosses. You want to see lights flickering? You want to see wacky things happening in the middle of the night? You're going to have to call Ghostbusters.
So you would advise against trashing dead people because then the ghost can come back to haunt you.
It's always best to trash people alive because at least you can confront it face to face and move on with your life. You can never move on with your life if you trash the dead.
Because you're actually a guy that confronts things face to face, including confrontation?
No, I hide at all costs and I try not to do that. But yeah. My point is, if you're that scared, I would not trash anybody who's dead. You don't want to do that.
Really?
Yeah, why do you think I trashed Betty White when she was alive? It didn't wait a couple of years. That would have been bad.
Uh-huh. See, your
sister Jean, same thing.
So once they've passed, your hands are off.
They control the uncontrollable there, D.A. I've seen Long Island Medium. I'm not messing around.
Okay. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, D.A. on CBS. Dixieland Dan with the tweet of the day. What would you call a group of people who try to sing a karaoke and aren't very good at it, but everyone thinks they're great at it because they hate the other guy that went before them? That's called a sadness of Robbies.
Murder of crows. Murder of crows.
A sadness of Robbies. Could you imagine a pack of huge freezes?
Well, first of all, what would the weight limit be in that room? That's over capacity.
Oh, my God, there's six different Robbie Rosenhouses singing at this karaoke bar. That's called a sadness of Robbies.
We get him to sing Murder, She Wrote tomorrow?
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. But if I ever tell you about Maxine, you only say I don't know what I know, but...
Murder of crows. Murder of crows.
Murder a crow. Murder a crow.
Murder a crows. Murder a crows.
All right, we're off the rails. Let's get to your sound check, your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy. We knew their relationship wasn't great. Leroy Butler is a former Green Bay Packer. He joined Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. And he's not quite buying the idea that Rodgers is upset the Packers fired McCarthy.
Listening to Aaron Rodgers makes me think about when people go to funerals, when their parents pass away, and they cry and they ask God to take me instead of my parents. But when your parents were alive, you didn't compliment them. You didn't even go see them.
Damn. Wow. Leroy Butler is coming out throwing flames.
Wow. Say all this good stuff when McCarthy was right next to you, Aaron. That would have been great to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is too broken up about the firing of Mike McCarthy. That's pretty obvious. And, you know, we're talking about dead people here. It's not cool to dance on the grave of dead people. And when a guy gets fired, it's not cool to laugh or to do a dance of joy. So, look, is Aaron Rodgers temperamental? Sure. Difficult to deal with, probably. My guess is yes. But do I expect him to have danced dance of joy upon McCarthy being fired? Of course not. They didn't get along. He's happy he's gone, but he's not going to sit there and say, yeah, I'm so happy this dude's fired. So it's the silly season for Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper is a free agent, and it turns out that hip-hop star Nelly, of course, being a Saint Lunatic himself from the Lou, and he's proud, tries to recruit Bryce Harper to his Cardinals team on Nelly's Instagram.
Yo, St. Louis Cardinal fans, yo, I'm here with the hottest free agent to be, my man Bryce Harper. Listen, Bill, Mr. DeWitt, call me. I got this. All right, I'm doing all the negotiations. He just need a little convincing, man. That's all, man. They don't know. He knows.
And Bryce Harper is right next to Nelly through all of that laughing. Wouldn't you love to see Bryce Harper just have a Band-Aid under one eye? He's kind of the perfect Saint Lunatic. The thing is, I think of Nelly and I think of DeWitt and the Cardinals in totally different spheres.
He know!
I don't. I feel like the Cardinals are a very button-up organization, very traditional, very by the book. And then I think of Nelly, none of those things. So unless I'm missing Bill DeWitt singing, "It's getting hot in her, so take off all your clothes," my guess is Nelly can do whatever he wants, and DeWitt and the Cardinals ownership isn't exactly going, "Oh, we should take Nelly's call here."
He know!
He know! And finally, Jay Gruden, Washington head coach, on whether there was discussions on bringing in Colin Kaepernick after Colt McCoy goes down for the season.
Oh, he's been discussed for sure. You know, right now at this point, we already had the workout last week with a few guys. We had a couple other guys coming in today. And then, you know, it's just going to be a matter of which way we want to go. Do we want to go with the guys familiar with my terminology who we worked out last week, or with the new guy to back up Sanchez with a similar skill set, or go with a guy and teach basically whole new kind of offense with a new offensive lineman with a lot of the zone reads and all that stuff. So not a lot of time to really get a brand new quarterback and new system installed and taught in a couple days of practice. So he's been talked about and discussed, but we'll probably go a different direction.
Similar skill set. We're going to talk about it. Find someone with a similar skill set. All right, this deserves more than just 45 seconds before the break to talk about Washington, the Kaepernick situation, what Washington does now here down the stretch. I mean, Mark freaking Sanchez is a disgrace. So let's talk about this on the flip side of this break, because it also weaves in our next favorite football league, the Alliance of American Football, and how we had a deep dive into their draft last week, their quarterback draft, and Just Johnson is now the backup to Mark Sanchez in Washington. So instead of going Kaepernick, they went to the AAF.
Just Johnson.
So we'll do that coming up at the top of the hour. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Plus, coming up, we'll discuss how delusional Klay Thompson and the Warriors are. The shot that Klay takes at the Cleveland Cavaliers and at LeBron James is so ridiculous and lacks so much self-awareness, we have to talk about it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Just Johnson.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.